Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the epistle for today where we heard this, but that is not the way you learn Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. How true is it? There certainly is a major difference between the walk of the believing child of God and that of the unjustified Gentile that is spoken of in the early part of our text. The difference is because of what today's lesson calls the truth that's in Jesus. The truth that is in Jesus is this. He took on frail flesh, lived the obedient, righteous life, suffered persecution, tortured without cause, executed as an innocent man, and rose victoriously from the grave and ascended to his Father's home where he's preparing a place for his followers. The truth of you is this: God, for the sake of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, has accounted you righteous. Your truth in this is that God, for the sake of Jesus Christ, removes sin's stain from you as far as the east is from the west. He has called, gathered, and enlightened you in order that you might be his holy people, different from the Gentiles that walk in the futility of their minds. He makes you so in Christ, and he counts you right, counts his righteousness as your own. He reckons you to be his sons and daughters, adopting you out of darkness into his marvelous light, and so you are saints of his. Saints of his who were in water and the Word taught the truth of Christ. The truth that he purchased you, washed you in that tide that flowed from his pierced side. Truth that now you are eternally his, and you no longer need to walk as Gentiles do. Truth that no more sacrifice is needed, but for that of the truth of the victorious Christ. This truth of Christ is the truth that sets you free. Set you free, you are in that truth so that you might live in joy and peace in the brotherhood of Christ. He's done great things for you in order that you might indeed live holy lives for him, despite the temptations of the world and your flesh. He's begun this good work in you and will bring it to completion, we're told, in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, he continues to free you with the truth of his word and sacrament, that you might be steadfast, not giving in to the temptations and the evil of this world, the worldly, and yes, your own flesh. The walk of the Gentile, the worldly, does not bring life and light. The walk of the worldly is isolated from God's joy and peace. And the hard-hearted non-believer is on a path to personal destruction. But not so you, child of God. You hold to the truth that indeed frees you from the bondage to the old Adam. In the truth of the victory of Christ, you can continue to put off that old Adam each day as you put it off again and again, beginning your day and ending your day in the name of the triune God. putting off that old Adam that seeks to imprison you in sin, death, and guilt. Again and again, Christ supplies this abiding truth and peace that you need to face trial and tribulation. In this truth, you have learned in Jesus that you can daily put on the new self recreated by God for you to live in as you share joy and peace that God has for you with the world that does not yet know Him. Therefore, in this truth, you put away falsehood that steals life and joy from you. The truth of Jesus frees, but falsehood, the result of Satan, binds and hardens the hearts of man in sorrow, grief, and shame. But the freed soul of the adopted child of God is not bound by sorrow, grief, and shame. You are not bound because you have been made holy by Christ and His Spirit to live holy in Him and His gifts for you. Rejoice, my friends. Truth personified, Jesus the Christ, is yours. And He has enabled you to rejoice forever before the throne of God, having taken your sinful flesh, its thoughts, its words, its deeds from you, and exchanged them for your new self. In Him you now live, in Him you now move, in Him you now have your being. Rejoice, for He has made you His own. So live in His kingdom. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.